Bulk oil distribution companies and government are almost in the final stages of negotiation to bring to an end its strike. Bulk oil has refused to distribute fuel to filling stations until government pays its debt. The chief executive of the Chamber of the Bulk Oil Distribution Companies, Senyu Hosi, who did not give any assurances of calling off the strike, is hopeful that with the level of work done, the strike can be called off.
We're largely done with the finalized arrangements to re-establish confidence in the banking sector. So we trust that with all the work we're going to do today, hopefully by close of business, we'll be able to re-establish funding confidence, and then we can see how it will impact the product situation. But we cannot give guarantees of anything as at now. But we're all working assiduously to resolve it. All right, I barely had sleep today. We're all working together. So we believe things should get back to normal very, very soon.
You heard Senyu Hosi, Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distribution Companies. Following reports of fuel shortages across the country, the NPA and the police are conducting inspections to ascertain the real situation on the ground. The Public Relations Officer of the NPA, Yaruka Sambata, indicated that in some areas visited, there were indeed hoarding, whilst other stations had shortage problems. He said the NPA is working to address the problem.
We have taken that feedback seriously and are pursuing it with the support of the security or the police. Since yesterday, in major cities across the country, Kumasi, Accra, Takoradi, other places, we have been on the move, inspecting fuel stations and examining the underground tank to see exactly whether there are products there or not. From the reports we had from yesterday, some stations have taken advantage of the general situation and are hoarding products in anticipation of a price increase. In those cases, the police intervened and ordered the product to be sold immediately. And, you know, customers who were within immediate reach were served. And as we speak, sales of fuel have resumed in all those places where we talked about. And so this exercise is ongoing today. The police is on the ground with our inspectors, and we told them to look at those cases where there are hoarding. Then you also know that there is a general shortage in some places where some just don't have the product at all. So you have two clear cases. Those who have the product and are hoarding, at least from yesterday's report, we know that such incidents existed. We are now to know from this morning whether similar cases will be reported in some of those places. We are on the ground, and I'm sure that we are going to be able to resolve this in a couple of days. Places where there are genuine shortages will be resolved. All the matter to do with hoarding, with the help of the police, we are on the ground, and we are going to have those stations respond to the public immediately.
Public Relations Officer of the NPA, Yaruka Sambata.